Hey, Mercedes.
Hello, Kyle.
Mercedes, what did I sucker you into watching?
47 meters down.
Do you hate me?
No.
This might be the biggest piece of shit I've seen.
It sucked really bad. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in the middle of a movie before.
We did learn that this was originally a direct-to-DVD video on demand.
I was surprised.
And some dumbass bought it to release it in theaters.
I don't know what they could have changed. I don't. Maybe they improved the CG to slightly
shittier. Oh, you think that was improved CG? Yeah. Maybe they redid all the ADR to make it sound as good as it was.
That's true.
Because it sounded... I mean, I really believe they were talking in those masks underwater, didn't you?
No, not at all.
They sounded just like we do right now.
Just talking.
There's nothing to spoil, but fuck it. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Mandy Moore can suck my dick.
She was not good at all in this movie.
She is the worst. This is why she hasn't acted in years.
She was just so bitchy and so naggy.
And so bland and not
real.
She was reading lines.
Yeah, that's true. It did seem like it was kind of forced.
There's a shark. Say I'm scared. Okay. She was like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that's true.
With wounds everywhere.
And then, like you said, their mouths weren't moving at all.
I noticed at first when they were walking to the boat along the beach.
I didn't notice it, but you did.
This whole movie is basically ADR. Their mouths aren't moving in that scene.
But there's
A lot of times underwater, their mouths aren't moving.
No.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that the audience couldn't tell because of the masks.
Well, I'm an audience and I could tell.
You did tell right away.
The only thing that made you laugh more was the trailers before this.
Yeah, I know. The trailer.
So really quick, we're going to divulge. There's a movie Lincoln and I saw a trailer for a while back. We said we have to fucking do it because it looks so bad. And then I forgot it existed.
I had never seen this trailer before.
It's fucking friend request.
It looks so bad.
You held it in. That's what I felt like. You held it in until they showed the title and then you just fucking died.
And there were three dudes that were sitting behind us and they heard me laughing and one of them was just like, oh my God.
They just laughed at you.
I know.
They laughed at us when we would just bust out laughing.
In the middle of the movie?
In the intense moments of the movie, like a shark bites, and we're like, this is fucking ridiculous.
To be fair, it bit her like three fucking times in a row.
It wasn't real.
It wasn't.
Oh yeah, spoilers. If I fuck it. I don't know. I don't know if people are listening right now.
They don't care. They're not going to see this movie.
I don't know. Our theater had, for us, quite a few people. There was like...
Eight?
There was like 8 to 10 people there. Yeah. That's pretty big for our theater. It got the big theater.
I feel sorry for the small child.
After we found it. Yeah. I can't read a fucking ticket stub.
We walked all the way to the back.
We almost went into the ends of pirates. We're just going to stand there like idiots, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. I was going to. Because you were like, we're only like 10 minutes early.
Well, people were walking up behind us, and they had the 47 meters down poster, and I'm like, shit, okay. We're in the right theater.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe they were following us, and you were just like a bad leader.
If I was a good leader, I would have just said, there's the exit. Let's go, fellas.
Just follow me.
So Lincoln really tried. He got out of this movie.
Yeah, he's the lucky one.
I don't want to say he's smart because he listens to this.
And no, he's definitely not
that. He was less dumb than us today.
Yeah, it's true.
No, because that's still...
Don't worry, he'll watch a worse one. You'll make him suffer through something, I'm sure.
You know what? I think it's only fair that he goes see the Emoji Movie by himself.
I agree.
Do you?
Wholeheartedly.
We'll make him and Everett go.
Yes! Oh, but then he'll get to listen to Patrick Stewart, and he's pretty awesome.
Patrick Stewart is poop.
Oh, you don't like Patrick Stewart?
He is poop. He's literally playing the poop emoji.
Oh. So?
I'm not calling him poop.
Oh, okay.
He is poop. His character is poop.
So? It's still Patrick Stewart.
Playing poop.
So? He'll be the best poop ever.
I mean, maybe.
Only Patrick Stewart can make poop look
That'd
cool.
be like if you're like, hey, I got a movie. I'm like, sweet, what's your role? And you're like, pile of dog shit. I'd be like, I'm not proud of you anymore, Mercedes.
Is that the best thing?
I'm not proud of you. Oh, I'd only be proud if I'm like, so what's your role? And you're like, yeah, I'm Claire Holt's flapping vagina.
Are we going to talk about the vagina?
We have to talk about the flapping vagina.
It's magnificent.
There's no vagina in this movie. There's a nice ass.
There's like side ass.
Claire Holt's is not bad.
No.
Anymore. I just don't care. This isn't 1998. I don't
care
about Mandy Moore.
She wasn't wearing anything to show off her body at all.
She should have been wearing another actress so that maybe they could deliver lines properly.
Just put like Emma Watson mask over or something.
Something. Just put some. Well, no real actress would have signed on to this.
That's true.
Matthew Modine, they probably just offered him whiskey. They said, he goes, free trip to Mexico?
Deal.
Even though I'm pretty sure they were nowhere near fucking Mexico in this movie.
There's a guy named Javier.
There's Javier. Well, they say his name a lot.
Yep.
And there's a beach.
Mm-hmm.
And water.
Yeah, and they're staying in a beach house, I think.
Maybe. And I think they had a margarita.
They did. And then another guy had a beer and the other guy had something fruity, which I was like, okay.
But this movie, it's like they couldn't even afford Corona.
No, they couldn't. Corona, it was just a plain, like, it looked like one of those old school root beer bottles that they just emptied out.
There's an IBC. Just carry around this IBC of water. So we were trying to think of ways to make this movie better. I think we came up with one. I think Mercedes came up with it, didn't you? I don't think it was me. I would never say this.
Oh, yeah.
I think you said it would much be much better if a vagina slipped out.
Yeah. Well, you went to...
No, no. I think that was you. I'm not crude like that.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
I said nudity.
You love the vagina.
No, I don't.
You do. It's okay. You said tit. You wanted boobs.
Yeah. I was like, if there would have been any nudity, it would have been worthwhile. You know what I mean?
And the shark was naked.
Shark doesn't count. It doesn't have boobs.
What, you don't think a shark has boobs?
Not like a female does.
You don't know that. You ever flipped over a shark?
No, because
this shark had human teeth at one point. You think it might not have boobs?
Did you know that's a shark's one weakness?
What, human teeth?
No, if you flip it over. That's how killer whales kill them, is they flip them on their back and eat them.
So all fucking Mandy Moore had to do is flip that bitch over?
Yeah.
You can just keep your ass in the fucking cage.
You can just grab its fin and just...
Okay, back to the vagina.
Sorry.
If a vagina slipped out and it just kind of went with the waves of the water...
Just swayed
a little bit. At least the movie would have been worthwhile.
Nothing but like the sea cucumbers everywhere, just jizzing in the back.
Oh, you took it to a dirty place.
Are you serious? Vagina's not dirty enough.
Well, you made me sound like less of a fucking pig. So thank you for just like, I want sea cocks coming everywhere. Just nothing but sea cocks.
Yes. I'm just painting a picture for you, Kyle, all right?
We just made it. It could have been 69 meters down.
Yes.
Mandy Moore fucks a shark. Because then the sharks would have had a point in this movie.
That's true.
The sharks would have actually showed up. Do anything.
No, they don't. There's a lot of like teasing to it where you're just like, oh, certainly a shark will be here. No, nope,
I mean, there's
nothing.
A shark attack, and then there's shark attacks later, but that's not real.
Nope.
Because we had to pull that it was all a dream. For the climax of the movie. It
made me so mad.
The big climax of this movie is a fucking...
It's all fake.
I'd say fever dream, but I'm sorry. It was nitrogen narcosis.
Yep.
Did you know that? It was nitrogen narcosis.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
It's real. I Googled it. Mercedes.
Yes.
I really wish the movie would have explained things
more. Just a little more commentary.
Just a little bit more commentary and narration.
Yeah.
So they go down this rickety fucking cage. The winch breaks. They drop to the floor. Bottom of the floor. Ocean floor. 47 meters, not the bottom, I guess. 154 feet.
Yes.
Another winch comes down. They hook it up. That winch breaks. We had double winch breaks.
They just had the worst luck ever. Like, it became more unbelievable.
It became so comical.
It was
And then the CGI cage falling to the bottom of the swimming pool full of broccoli. Which is real. We looked it up. It was a swimming pool full of broccoli.
It was so bad.
It looked like a pool. It never felt like... They were in the ocean when they were down there. It felt fake.
Yep.
It felt like when Hooper was on the bottom of the... Or in the cage in the close-ups in Jaws.
Yeah.
I love Jaws. Everybody knows it's my favorite movie. Can shark movies stop calling themselves the next fucking Jaws?
I wish they would. Because it just keeps getting your hopes up. And then you hate...
No, it doesn't get my hopes up.
And then you hate every movie that says that.
We thought this would be stupid bad. And it is. I mean, as much as we're going to shit on it and how terrible it was, I enjoyed laughing at it.
Yeah.
To an extent. Then there came a point where I was just done.
Yeah. Like it.
Like the bullshit ending. I was like, I'm over this.
I was so done.
Why did you pull that? It was all a dream shit.
That made me so mad. So freaking mad that they did that. Because it was the best part of the whole movie.
It was the most ridiculous part. It made us laugh the
most.
It
did.
Because the great white kept biting her and she was fine and could keep swimming. She's like Nemo.
Yeah.
Or the bluefish. Whatever the bluefish
Dory.
Was.
Just
Ellen
swimming.
DeGeneres. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my Disney. Even though some points, the way the acting was, it felt like a Disney Channel movie.
It did.
Not only because of Mandy Moore, but the way they had to explain things. She sees a spear gun and she has to go, a spear gun. They drop a camera when they're first in the cage and like, oh no, we're dropping it. Help. Oh, it's fall. Oh no. Oh, I fell. It's gone. I know, motherfucker. I saw you drop it.
And the shark immediately eats it, which is ridiculous.
With its human teeth.
Yeah, with its human teeth.
when they're first getting saved, before the second witch breaks, and they're just lifting, and Mandy Moore's lines are, "We're raising, they're doing it, look at it, we're going up. Look, we're raising, can you feel it? It's going up, can you hear the winch? They're pulling us up. Oh, we're at 40 meters, 39 meters, 38 meters.
You got so upset, you were like, oh my gosh.
They're showing us the gauge.
Yeah, as it's counting down, she is narrating.
She counted
it
from like 41 to 30.
She did.
Holy shit, I can read.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but you don't know what meters are, Kyle.
I know numbers. I know that the smaller it gets, the closer you're getting to the top. I'm not stupid.
Well, apparently the movie is, because they said they're 30 meters from the surface, and it was like 2 feet.
Well, 30 meters isn't far.
It's not far, but it's not that close.
Well, you know it is, yeah. Actually,
it's not nearly that close.
No, it's like, what, 100 feet, something like that.
Yeah, but you remember?
No, no, you could see that.
You could see through. It was so bad. They was like, you need to sit there at 30 feet and just idle for a bit. And they're like, okay. And then you look up and it's like you could almost touch the surface.
No, that was all the fever dream.
I guess that's why it doesn't make any sense.
Within the fucking narcosis, hallucinations, she suddenly knew scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
Things and
terminology
and when it is established she has never been scuba diving.
Nope.
But her sister, old Flappy Vag, is going to help her out. But then after she dies, spoiler, they yell her names a million times. I don't remember her sister's
Lisa.
Name. Lisa, thank you. Lisa dies.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it at all. It kind of surprised me.
Because it was stupid.
Yeah, it really
There's
was.
So many times she swims because they're just out of range of the radio. So they have to swim up 7 meters.
To talk to the people on the boat.
And the whole time it's like,
I know.
Like the shitty Jaws. It's like WCW did the music for this. It's a shitty Jaws ripoff. They're like,
and like the camera.
And then she just swims back down. She's fine. Yeah.
The camera's constantly looking around her and everything. And I'm
it's
just like,
black.
Surely
can't see shit in this
something,
movie.
Maybe, nothing.
You can't see anything but their face mask, which have lights in them.
Yeah. And then they
Which
find
is more of a movie
a
thing.
Flashlight.
I don't know if they went. Well, they swim all the way to a flashlight thinking it's Javier when it's pretty blatant. It's just a flashlight.
Yeah. Like you can see it spinning as it's falling down. And
That's
I'm like, there's no way.
Stupid ass Kate.
Yes.
Gets lost.
Oh my God.
So she has to swim to this flashlight because her sister's almost out of air.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing. That's all the dialogue. I'm at 30 bars. I'm at 17 bars. What are you at? You have 3 bars? Cool. We got all these bars. They started with 200, by the way. That went fucking quick.
They
got knocked out on the ocean floor forever.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So who knows how long they were out.
That's
Their
true.
Sister's like, swim as close to the floor of the ocean as you can so the shark won't get you. That's not how that works.
That's when the shark was most active in the movie, wasn't she was swimming across the bottom.
It chases her into a cave and then breaks through the side of the cave.
Why does everyone think that sharks have noses of steel?
Why do they think that they would do that? They wouldn't.
No.
I know Jaws established and breaking through the cage, but it doesn't in this. I'm like, they don't really do that. I mean, it worked in Jaws. This is just ripoff.
It's true.
Because they rip off a lot. The size of the shark, the way they say it. It's 20 foot. No, 25. They do the overlay fucking text message with her boyfriend that broke up with her. A la The Shallows.
Yep.
The Shallows is a better movie.
You didn't like that movie at all.
I hated that movie. But The Shallows had a better ending.
Somehow still a better
It was
movie.
Ridiculous. Because I had a better actress.
Yeah. The acting
She
sucked.
At least could carry a film. It was Blake Lively who did a good job with what she had.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mandy fucking Moore.
No.
And whoever Claire Holt is.
I like the creepy guy on the boat. That was my favorite.
Matthew Modine?
Is that his name?
Yeah. He's in Stranger Things.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Oh.
In season one.
Oh,
the
no,
doctor
no, no,
guy?
No. No, not
oh, you
that
mean
guy.
Javier?
Was it Javier, the curly-haired guy that was kind of creepy with the bucket of fish chunks?
I think. I don't know. They're the only names they say.
Okay, so that's probably him.
There's only like 5 people in this
he
movie.
He was my favorite character.
Was he? I liked Coast Guard guy number 2. Thought he was very good. Played his role quite well. As the climax of the movie, when the Coast Guard saves her, is they swim down.
Mm-hmm.
They get her.
Mm-hmm.
And they swim up.
And that's it. They save her. Well, I guess they save her.
That's the big rescue. Is they just swim up.
Yep. Should have done that.
They just swim.
They just should have swam up.
They should have just swam. Just try it. Why not? Or just stay in the cage.
Yeah.
And shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew they had to conserve oxygen so they don't stop talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Science people. Talking uses oxygen.
It does.
It's crazy. It uses quite a bit, actually.
They're two girls, and they didn't shut up. They're gossiping.
Her sister said that our main character, Kate, had 20 minutes of oxygen. This lasted for an hour. For us. It did. Much longer for them. I think she took a nap at one point.
Yeah, because the cage fell again for the second time. Oh,
God. And trapped her under the cage.
Which is ridiculous. I'm just going to say that right now. That cage, I don't think, is that heavy.
No, they could have picked it up.
She could have just picked it up.
She could pick up the entire winch.
Yeah, to move it.
She can't lift a hollow cage.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you didn't even have to lift it far. You're in sand.
Yeah.
Dig yourself out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lift it enough to just... whoop.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is every time she got hurt, and it made like a big point of zooming in on the blood in the water.
Oh, just blood everywhere.
No sharks.
She gashes her hand on a spear gun because she's stupid.
Yep.
She grabs a loaded spear gun by the spear.
Something hits the trigger and...
and it shoots her. Yep. Just skims her hand, though.
Doesn't
no, that would have been embedded in her fucking arm.
Yes. I was expecting it to go like through her like chest or something.
But it didn't matter.
No.
All this blood, the sharks never really came.
Sharks are never anywhere.
Shark killed her sister when she was 2 feet away from the cage.
With an oxygen tank.
Like, at the end, at that point, it's like, why did you even bother killing the sister?
I don't know.
Just don't even bother killing her. It's because she had the flares and the blah, blah, blah.
Everyone knows that shark's one weakness is a flare.
Well, that wasn't real. All right, we got to get back to stupid ass. She's going to the flashlight. She swims across, like, this fucking cliff.
Yeah.
This big chasm. To the other side.
There's a name for it, but I forget the name.
I don't know. A trench.
A trench, yeah.
She swims across it to the other side.
Well, it's not the other side. It's,
oh, it's
a
like
rock.
A rock thing in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle of
she
it.
She grabs a flashlight.
Which is somehow inside the rock.
Yeah, it's like a crevice, I
yeah.
think. Then she spins around 20 times for some reason and gets lost.
And she's like, I don't know which way I came from. If you could see the rock from where you were before
you
went across.
You can see the other side.
You can still see it.
You have the light.
Oh my goodness. It made
or
me so
it's
mad.
In a crevice. Where is that pointed? It's so dumb. So then her sister's like, I'll bang on the cage with a rock.
Yeah. So she was like, I'm going to point the light.
These motherfuckers know there are sharks in the water. Not once do they ever act like that's a big deal.
No.
Her first instinct, her sister, is, I need to move this winch off so we can get out the top. If I take off my mask and tank, I can crawl through. This is your first instinct. We need to not panic, so yeah. I'm going to exert much stress myself.
She could have fit through
154
there.
Feet down.
She could have fit through there. With
not
her
with
mask
the tank.
On.
But with
no,
the mask.
With
yes.
her mask on.
Turn
she
your
could.
Head sideways.
Yeah. She was like twisting her lower body, but kept her head straight.
But they had this angle of her feet kicking and music yeah. kicking like the shark's going to come get her.
Nothing.
No, shark didn't even swim by. Half the time, the shark missed her.
Yep.
Or they outswam a great white underwater.
Yes.
I don't know that Mandy Moore can swim. Her swim game was shit.
It was so bad. When she was swimming in between the rocks, she was going nowhere. Like, her feet were moving, but she was just...
because she was, like, quickly, like, kicking her feet. Like, she wasn't moving.
She wasn't going anywhere.
Come on. Come on. They took scuba diving lessons.
And poor Javier, spoiler, dies. And she takes everything. She's like, oh, I'm going to take... she's, like, rummaging through this poor guy's corpse, taking all of his
oh,
stuff.
Oh, but he has no oxygen.
He has no oxygen somehow.
How?
I don't know how.
He came down, jump scared her.
Yeah.
How do you sneak up with somebody in the ocean?
I don't know. You can hear everything. You can hear your own blood circulating in your ears.
Yeah. He jump scares her and then gets eaten by a shark. And yeah, then that shark apparently
didn't
just,
care
just humped all of his oxygen.
Didn't care for the tank or anything.
But she had to narrate it. She looks, yeah. These motherfuckers hold up their oxygen gauge all
it's
the
a,
time.
It's a panel with LED like numbers on it.
Numbers. They will hold it up for 10 seconds. Say, I only have 3 bars. Continue to stare at it for 5 more seconds, then put it down.
Oh my goodness.
Like, this is like old movie thing where they would like focus on a sign forever to give you yeah. time to read it.
Yeah.
It's a number. It's one number. And then at the end it just beeps incessantly.
Yeah.
This fuck you, this is a movie. We don't need realistic like beeping nonstop.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
I thought like
I could have done without the beeping.
If it beeped at like 10 and only at 10, I would have been cool with it. But it was like every 2 digits.
Oh yeah, we had to see
again.
every digit once yeah. it got under 5.
Because it took her like 5 tries to get the damn tank over to her, and it kept beeping, and she'd constantly look at it. Oh, it's down to 2, down to 1.
Like, just stop. Shh, shh, Mary.
Shh. It was so technical.
And when they saw the flashlight, and they thought it was Javier, and they're like, he can't see us. There are huge fucking floodlights
on the cage. Yeah, why not just take one of those and point it at him? You can see that light.
He can see their lights.
Yeah, he can see.
If you can see his flashlight.
Yep.
If you can see the flashlight from the rock, she should have been able to shine back and saw the cage.
Yeah.
From where she was.
But no. No. Nope, couldn't do it.
Nope, she got lost.
Swimming in the pool of broccoli impaired her vision.
And then she does the thing, like she tells herself, like, I just had to pick a direction. No, that's probably the dumbest. If you have to pick a direction at that point.
Boy. Go up.
Up.
Yep.
Up is the direction you pick.
Agreed.
But in this movie, see, if you, the bends, it's just insta-death. Just, her sister even tells you, if don't swim up or you will die.
Yep, you'll be dead instantly.
You would think she's talking about the sharks, but they just have to go, you'll get the bends, which is blah, 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 blah. You get nitrogen bubbles in your brain.
Nitrogen bubbles.
Nitrogen bubbles in your brain, which instantly kill you. Not necessarily. They make you kind of dizzy and feel a little woozy, but you're usually fine.
You get to sleep in a huge pressurized chamber for like,
I mean, it can kill you, but it's like more than you swimming.
Yep.
If my oxygen's ticking down to 5 and I'm going to die.
I'll get the bends. I'm not scared.
I'm going for it.
Me too.
Hell, even if it's not a 5. When I was down there, I'd be like, Mercedes, it's been like 40 minutes.
I'd go up with you, Kyle.
Fuck it. I know there's sharks, like 2 of them. One of us is probably going to make it.
I'd grab the spear gun at the tip first.
I'd shoot any myself. Because sharks are afraid of flares. Yeah. Just nose. Well, they proved that they can outswim the sharks.
Yep. And I did like that she did the
zigzag.
Gouging the eye thing.
No, she didn't really. That was fake.
It was fake, but I like
it. She knew how to do that in her nitrogen narcosis, which they have to tell us repeatedly. She has nitrogen narcosis.
And I like how the guys like watch each other very closely. What happens if they both got it? And they'd be loopy as fuck rolling around in that cage.
That's true. Well, I mean, they couldn't really watch each other because one of them died.
I wish Mandy Moore would have
died. Why matter if they went a little crazy and hallucinated down there? Why do you wait till after the first winch breaks? Second winch breaks, then, okay, so we've called the Coast Guard now. They'll be here in an hour. That first winch breaks, you're calling the fucking Coast Guard. You're calling for help.
Absolutely.
It's what you do. And that dude's going to fucking jail.
Oh, yeah.
He's responsible for the death of 2 people.
Javier
and Lisa.
Yep.
He's totally responsible for them.
And knowing that the other girl didn't have any diving experience and allowed her to go down anyway.
And they said it was illegal to jump. He had faulty equipment.
Yep.
That second winch, come on. ATV winches are thicker than that.
Also, he dropped extra oxygen tanks, right? They were attached to a rope. Could they not attach the rope to the boat? There were like 3 dudes up there. Could they not pull them up?
You would think so. You would try.
Yeah. Or at least drive the boat towards the beach, right?
These are things you would try.
I don't know.
Drag them into shallow water.
Exactly.
Fucking if you're going to do the next Jaws, then fucking Jaws it.
Yeah, find a really big power cable for the shark to munch on. It'd be fine.
Where do you wait for another boat?
Or that?
How's the Coast Guard an hour away?
I don't know. It's Mexico. I don't know.
So?
I don't know. Maybe they have terrible Coast Guards. I'm not sure.
A shitty Coast Guard? Yeah. The Coast Guard just slowly, slowly swam down.
They like patted her on the shoulder.
Lifted the cage and then swam her up.
One dude lifted the cage. Yep. That's it. Like all
the others were in it to pull her out.
Yeah. Her poor leg was stuck.
It's like the makers of this movie didn't understand how weight works underwater.
It's 80% of what something weighs. It's 80% less underwater. That's the rule.
With the things to keep them at the bottom, I forget what it's called, in the scuba gear.
Oh, yeah.
Would that really hold them down? Like, when they got knocked out, would they really be, like, laying in the bottom of the cage on the ocean floor?
No.
I wouldn't think. Like, they don't sink you. Your scuba gear is not made to fucking sink you to the ocean floor.
No. It's supposed to, it's to help you stabilize.
Yeah. Like,
so... Yeah, it's not to
They were passed out and, like, laying on the ocean floor. In this cage. They were able to, like, sit comfortably because they were not in that deep of water.
She was in the fetal position at one point, and I just laughed at her. I was like, what are you doing right now?
She just gave up.
I know.
Just fucking gave up.
And that was when they were first down there.
Yeah, she woke up, and she's like, well, I'm dead.
Just curled up.
Fuck it. She was the more calm one.
Yeah. Well, towards the end, because she was the one that went out to the rock and everything.
Well, it's because her sister was going to die.
Yeah.
But then she came back and her sister was alive. And I was like, this movie's so stupid, I believe it. And then they fought off. Then she ripped her own leg out from under the cage.
And more blood and more still blood, no shark.
And then found her bloodied sister.
With she's a big like, chunk.
Fuck you, we're swimming to the top.
Yep.
And she's fighting off 3 sharks with flares.
Which the first one lasted forever, right?
Well, it's because she was surrounded by sharks. That's why it could only last so much. And then the guy's like, you got to stop and just float there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Decompress.
Mm-hmm.
Let the nitrogen get out of your blood.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't know if that's correct wording. They're like, just let all night. Well, maybe it's like, these bitches are pouring blood.
That's true.
And then suddenly she goes, there's sharks here. He's like, fuck it. Drop all your gear. Take off your mask. Swim.
Yep.
If they're close enough that they can swim without oxygen,
mm-hmm. They
shouldn't have fucking stopped.
No.
And that was at 30 meters.
I would have kept going.
Remember, they got to 30 meters and he goes, you need to stop.
Yep. 30 meters is lower than that. I'm sorry. It is.
It is. Yeah.
They were
like, 3 meters is 10 feet.
Yeah. They were like 5 feet from the surface.
Yeah. So if they're saying 30 meters, they're 100 feet deep. No, you weren't.
There was no way. You could touch the top of the...
We could see it.
Yeah.
Well, no, from where they were, they could hear the winch turning
on
the boat. I've never been that deep in the water, so maybe you can. I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe. But yet they weren't close enough for the radios to work.
No.
The fuck kind of radios are these? Were they only meant to be like, these are only meant for the 5 meters that we lower them?
I guess. I don't know.
But then so, in the dream, bitch gets bit. Shark pulls under. Gouges it in the eye. Gets out. Bites her again. She gets out. Jumps out of the fucking water.
Bites her again.
By the way, when she jumped out of the water, or when she was climbing out of the water, no wounds on her legs.
Nope. She just got bit on her leg.
Twice.
Yep.
By a fucking great white.
Yep.
25-foot great white.
Yep.
Massive. Giant thing. And no then wound. She's up there, and then she starts seeing the floating hand, and we're like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Like
fuck
her,
you,
she looks at her hand where her cut is, and the blood is floating up in the air, and we're like, she's still in the
water.
She's
still in the water. But they kept going, like, oh.
And I'm like, and she's like, we made it. We're so safe. We made it.
That was the most that happened in the movie.
Yep.
Was that action scene. As ridiculous as it is, that should have been the fucking end.
Yeah. I laughed so hard during that scene because she kept getting bit.
But you should have just went with that.
Yeah.
Just... Instead of the, no, she just people swam down and got her and swam back up. It was nothing. This is a movie. You chose to like take the bit. Like The Shallows is the opposite. It's very slow and I wouldn't say believable, but you can buy into her decisions. And then the end is over-the-top cartoony.
There's only one shark, though, right?
Yeah. But it doesn't fit the fucking movie. But she is so fucked up. She
cuts
her foot. She fucks up her leg. She's a fucking idiot. She just fucks up everything so she can't swim. But she can't. She hides on a dead whale for a while.
That's weird.
But then she does, like, this pulley system with a buoy. And the shark goes to the bottom and, like, fucking accordions against the bottom. I am dead fucking serious. It's ridiculous.
What?
But it's the only memorable thing in the movie. The only memorable part of this, they're like, just
not
kidding.
Real.
It's not real. I hated this fucking
movie. It was so just...
I don't regret watching it.
No.
I'm glad that we know. Because we always would have had that doubt of like, what is like the worst movie that you could see in the theater? What would it feel like to see a movie that was supposed to be direct to DVD or video on demand? What would it be like to pay for that?
To see it in the
movie. Get a ticket. And sit in uncomfortable fucking seats and just smell stale popcorn and just be chair kicked and just be miserable. What would it be like to watch this there?
Now we've experienced it.
I wonder what Mandy Moore looks like. Just huge. Just, I wish this was 3D IMAX. We now know. Lincoln will never know. Lincoln will never experience this.
He just won't, he won't get it.
He won't get it. I have seen good reviews for this movie.
They're way too good.
I have a feeling at least 3 people in our theater liked it.
Really? You think so?
I think they did. People behind us, no.
No,
they were
no.
laughing as much as we were.
Oh,
the people behind them, they were getting into it.
Yeah.
Did you hear them every now and then be like, oh no, she did.
Oh yeah, that one woman was like, swim. It was like actually legit getting into it. Yeah, I remember that.
I guess if you really have like an innate fear of sharks or being underwater.
Just the open water in general.
Maybe this could get you on like a fear level.
Could be.
I don't have that fear.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't like water, but I'm not afraid of being on the bottom because I never fucking do it. I'm getting in the goddamn water.
I have no fear of the ocean. I'll punch a shark right in his face.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
You, well, there's 3 sharks. You might punch one. Those others are getting
I have 2 elbows. I'll be throwing elbows. Roundhouse kick one.
Just out swimming, Mercedes. Just out swimming.
As long as I only lose one limb, I'm good.
Just distract it with your flare and your flapping vagina and get in that cave.
Won't be able to take both at once.
And I was like, I don't know which one I want more.
And all 3 of them will just die instantly. They'll all get the bends swimming.
I mean,
up
sharks in this obviously didn't care about blood because Mandy Moore is
no.
pumping blood out of every fucking organ, just everywhere.
She was bleeding
cut her
constantly.
Hand, cut her leg, mouth was bleeding.
Yep.
They constantly show blood in the water
and nothing.
They were chumming it. They chummed it up top.
All it took was one bucket, and there were like 3 sharks there. But she's bleeding
everywhere.
But yet
it attacked her sister for no reason. It wasn't moving at the time.
No. She was 2 feet from the cage, had the oxygen. She goes,
I'm going to make a break for it. And then it just gets her. These people have swam so much under the swamp, under here.
Yeah. And did Mandy Moore have the thing, the gun, the spear gun?
Yes.
At that point? She should have shot it.
Didn't she?
I think she did.
Yeah. Well, she was trapped. She couldn't reach it.
Oh, that's right.
Her leg was trapped, which she was just inconvenienced by. She tried like twice to get out, and other than that, she's just like, oh, sister, go do this for me, please. Oh, hey.
It was so bad.
It couldn't be like, hey, sis, help me lift this fucking cage off my leg.
Even with you standing in it, they both could have put like all their...
But yet when she's hallucinating, she fucking MacGyvers it. She's like, oh, if I put this thing out and inflate it,
yeah,
then that'll lift the cage and I can rip my leg out. Yep. I can go save my sister who's bloody and surrounded by three sharks.
Somehow make it out.
They would easily have found her.
Yeah. When I heard her sister talking to her, I knew it wasn't real. I knew it.
I did too, but the movie was so fucking bad. I was like, holy shit, what if this is real?
It's not real.
That was the better ending.
I wish she would have found like a piece of her sister, though. That would have been cool.
Just like a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the camera. I thought she would find the camera.
Me too. When the shark ate it, I was like, they're going to find that.
I thought
the end.
Shark was going to poop out a camera.
Yeah. Or it like exploded or something.
And then she was going to make sure to get it so she had a picture of her sister.
But that didn't happen.
I think Lincoln is walking to my fucking house.
So, motherfucker, see a shark movie without me?
Sorry for that fucking interruption, everybody. This little piece of shit just decided to barge in here. Gets out of the fucking movie and wants to come in here and be like, oh, what was it about? You can fuck off. He ruined everything. He ruined a great review and a great movie.
And my life.
And your life. Well, he ruined that years ago.
Years ago.
I might hate him. I hope he dies.
Me too.
He'll never know the secrets of the Flappy Vetch. He'll never know what he missed out on.
Never.
No, we saw so much vagina, Lincoln.
And boobies.
And boobs. Shark nips.
Shark.
You don't even know. It could have been in this movie. Mandy Moore sang a song with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, it was legit.
Did we talk about the shitty music?
No, you did not. You said something about it being Disney, but you didn't.
It felt like public domain music. It was not coded, edited properly.
Are we going to talk about the Javier thing, or is that
which Javier thing? When she kissed him?
What? That's not Javier.
What Javier thing, though?
With the music, whenever he's going to save him.
Oh, God.
We shouldn't talk about that.
The mariachi music they should have played?
Because, the music they played in Mexico was all, weird, Disney Channel hip-hop dubstep stuff.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't good at all. I was like, it should have been more, Mexico-themed.
What, are they going to have a fucking mariachi band scuba diving down with Javier?
And he just has a boombox in the distance, and all he
hears... He's got a twab under one arm. He's like, I'm coming! I would save you, but I have to either drop this taco or this tequila. This movie was not filmed in Mexico.
No, it wasn't.
They just kind of do the little stereotypes.
Yeah, they do.
We're not making fun of Mexican people. We're making fun of this movie. Calm down.
Never been there, but I love Mexico. You guys
are awesome.
The
little stereotypes to be like, oh, it's Mexico. There's alcohol and sand.
Yeah, lots of margaritas.
Everybody speaks fluent English.
All the dudes are super tan and handsome.
Oh, yeah.
It's stereotypical Mexico.
Oh, it's Mexico. Yeah. We got our main characters that wear long fucking evening gowns to the goddamn when you're gonna go cage diving.
Yeah.
Why would you wear that to the boat?
I don't know.
Put on some shorts. You're in Mexico. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Gonna bang those two dudes?
Well, when they first showed up, they were like, maybe they won't even show up. So maybe they were legit hoping that the guys wouldn't be there.
What was the point of Stuart?
I don't know.
To get her there? Did you need that? Did we need a reason why they were there? Other than hey, we're sisters and we're on vacation.
I think for her character, yeah. Because she didn't want to do it. And she was like, well, think about it. Would Stuart be with someone who didn't do this or
whatever?
You
could have just had your sister being like, come on.
Yeah, just
pure. Where are you supposed to have fun?
Yeah, that would have worked.
Such a party pooper.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here and get killed with me. She's like, okay, sis. God.
Only for you.
They didn't need the Stuart character.
They really, yeah. No, it's just,
and he was an asshole.
He was not a very nice guy.
When she was here, he's like, yeah. Hope you're having fun. Packed all my shit up, by the way. Peace, bitch.
Yep.
Just don't respond, dude.
Yeah.
Just don't respond to her.
Yep, that's what I would do.
Yeah, because she was bored with her.
And that's, I guess, what he legit said to her face. Yeah. It was like, it's your fault because you're boring. So that's why she
was boring. I don't blame the dude. Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, boy.
Do not blame him one bit.
Her sister was better anyway.
Yeah, she could at least act somewhat. Sure. She wasn't great.
She's better.
She was better because she didn't. Mandy Moore is garbage. Yeah. And she was like pretending to cry. It's so. That was the first time I laughed. It's when she's crying, explaining how her boyfriend broke up with her. Shit.
Did we talk about when she's freaking out and it sounds like a sex scene?
Oh, Mercedes, there's a shark.
Kyle, you have to calm down. You have to stop freaking out. You're wasting all your oxygen.
Okay.
This sounded like.
I think I'm calm now.
I think I finished.
I think, but then the edit's like, okay, I'll calm. Okay.
And then nothing. Just.
But no, that's like my shitty editing on these where you just fucking, you can tell it's an edit.
Yep.
This movie should be better than me. It's not.
No.
Everything about this is bad. I can't get over the ADR.
Yeah.
Literally, here, this is what it sounded like underwater. Hey, look, it's me and Mercedes. We're on a boat. Look at us. We're on a boat. Oh, let's get in the cage.
Okay, we're getting in the cage.
Mercedes, look at the fish. Mercedes. You see all the fish?
The fish, they look so pretty.
Oh my god, I know we're only like 2 feet under the water, but I've never seen fish before. It's so amazing. This is wonderful. Did you guys believe that? Did you know we were just underwater with broccoli in a pool?
With broccoli?
It was fucking amazing, wasn't it?
It was legit.
The whole fucking movie sounded that way. That probably sounded better. We actually sounded like we were underwater more than they did.
More high quality. On the WJW podcast.
It was terrible.
Only here.
And that was, what, 10, 15 minutes in the movie? Was when they made it underwater?
Yeah, probably.
Because we had a bet. You thought it would be just the last 30 minutes.
I thought it would be just nothing.
Oh, no. They're fucking, this is the whole movie.
Oh, man.
And it was.
And when I think about it, nothing got done. They didn't do anything.
There was really no tension.
No, because I kept thinking they're making it seem like the shark's going to come, but it's not going to. And so after a while, I was like, all right, there's no shark.
And then when it did come, you're like, well, that was silly. Why bother now?
Yeah.
Just fucking rescue him.
Mm-hmm. Even like in those scenes where, like, you know, she's swimming up to make contact, just have like a shark bump into her or something.
Or to where we can see it in the background and she doesn't.
Yeah, something like that. That would have been a lot better than just no shark. But
no shark, she's fine. With all the shark music.
Yeah.
It's just no tension. Especially when the ending is they literally just swam back up. Yeah. Literally the end.
They could have done that 20 minutes ago.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just take the boat, like drop Javier off
mm-hmm.
to do that, to just go get them and swim back up. Drive the boat off and chum the water elsewhere. Pull the shark there. Pull the sharks away.
Yep.
Somebody swims down, gets them, swims back up.
Here was my thought was whenever he was like, okay, well, I'm going to slow it down. When the cable was breaking, why didn't they just get out?
Get out?
And swim up.
Well, I think because the way it was, it blocked the door, maybe?
Maybe.
Because they'd hooked it to that chain.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, get out.
They were almost there.
You were very close.
Just get out and swim the rest of the way.
Get out and swim. Yeah. I would have tried.
Yeah. And the cage would have, you know, made noise.
And the shark would have went after it.
Yeah. They would have followed.
Like it did their gear in the nitrogen narcosis. Because that's what the shark would go after.
Somehow went after the gear, not them. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe the bubbles from the mask.
I don't know. It's
I can't
dumb.
Defend this movie. There's no
so
way to
dumb.
Defend
I defend
it.
Nothing. All I want, Mercedes, is when we leave this room
mm-hmm.
for you to go kick Lincoln out of my house.
Oh, deal.
Just get him the fuck out.
It's already done.
Okay. So, Mercedes?
Yes, Kyle.
What would you give 47 meters down?
I would give this movie a 2.1.
See, I would think I'd give it a 10.
You would think that.
9.
Okay.
8. 7. I'm not going to do it because it's obnoxious. I'm giving it a 1.1.
A 1.1.
It was so bad.
It was pretty bad.
There's no point to this movie. It should have been straight to, like, direct to TV. I'd say whatever, it sucked, but whatever. It's made for TV. What did you expect? This is a fucking theatrical release.
It was so bad.
It had no business being a theatrical release.
No. No. I think you said several times it was like a sci-fi movie.
Sci-fi movies are better. At least they'd be over the top something.
That's
that
true.
That ending would have been the sci-fi, but the shark would have, like, grabbed her, jumped over the boat in slow motion. She would have
Free
somehow
style.
Got out, like crawled out of a gill
That's
while
true.
It's over the boat, held on though, ripped its flesh off, landed on her feet on the boat.
With the camera.
And then somehow her sister just falls in one hand and then a camera in the other.
And a rainbow shoots over behind her.
That's, and then all the guys are just like, bleh, and I'm just hanging out. And then Stuart comes up and he's like, I've always loved you. I'm so sorry. He comes riding like a fucking dolphin. Like Terry Crews. You know, yes. That would have been sci-fi.
That would have been so cool.
They should have went ridiculous with this movie and it would have been fine. We did laugh at it, but just because I can't believe something this bad is in a theater.
Like if I was laughing like that all the time.
Amateur.
Yeah, I wasn't. It was. It wasn't very good.
No, don't go watch it.
No,
I wouldn't. I do think it's going to do well. That's 56% rotten.
I don't know how.
That's pretty high.
I don't know how.
This is 7 or something on IMDb. Critics are liking this movie because they say it's like the old B movies. It wasn't campy enough.
I don't know.
The whole movie should have been the ending of The Shallows. Like, The Shallows had moments. Like, she gets stranded on a dead whale.
Yeah.
For a while. Like, it has moments. This has moments.
Not really. I don't know. I can't think of...
Well, like, the shark coming into the cave.
And, I guess.
The end, the dream part.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fending off three sharks' flares.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ridiculous, but...
That would ever work.
No, they would have just fucking eaten you. They don't care about
with
fire.
With the flare.
I don't know why this movie wants to think that sharks hate fire. I don't think they give a flying fuck.
No. Nope.
If Jaws 2 proved anything, it bit an underwire fucking power cord.
Okay, it's true.
And it died.
It's true.
Jaws 2 and 3 and 4, though, would suck. But they're still better than this movie. So, fuck me anymore.
Fuck Lincoln.